This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM, and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org.
Reactionary culture warriors who want to reshape American education are inspiring a serious liberal counter-mobilization in response. Remarkably, this backlash to the backlash is gaining momentum in some of the reddest parts of the country. A raucous school board meeting in Hernando County, Florida last Tuesday night captured the new phenomenon. The scene featured teachers pointedly declaring that right-wing attacks are driving them to quit, even as parents and students forcefully stood up on their behalf, demanding a halt to the hysteria. Social studies teacher Victoria Hunt told the school board, "I have never seen such fear from my colleagues as I have seen in the last 2 months." Hernando County, north of Tampa, Florida, voted for Florida Governor Ron DeSantis in 2022 by a 41-point margin. It's where fifth-grade teacher Jenna Barbie recently enraged local enforcers of right-wing orthodoxy by showing her class Strange World, a Disney movie with an openly gay character. The Florida Department of Education is investigating whether she violated DeSantis's Don't Say Gay law, restricting classroom discussion of sex and gender. Barbie is resigning, but she's hardly the only one. At Tuesday's school board meeting, local teacher Daniel Scott gave a moving speech, declaring that the climate of rage is driving him out of the teaching profession. Scott said, "I don't feel that I can adequately provide a safe environment for my students anymore." He denounced the draconian working conditions that are causing many, such as myself, to abandon this honored career. Alyssa Morano, a math teacher who has resigned, rejected the often repeated charge of LGBTQ indoctrination of students. Morano said, "No one is teaching your kids to be gay. Sometimes they just are gay. I have math to teach. I literally don't have time to teach your kids to be gay." Nearly 50 teachers are reportedly planning to resign in just this one Florida school district. At the school board meeting, right-wing parents and a minority of the school board amplified their attacks by mentioning pornography in classrooms, indoctrination, and wokeness. But parents, teachers, and students responded, forcefully defending teachers. They cast the rights attacks, the censoring of educators, and the removal of books as the real threats to education. One student said pointedly, "War on woke? More like war on your children's future." Another student said the removal of books from classrooms is what is really indoctrinating students. Pushback against hard right-wing policies is happening across the country in states like New York, North Carolina, and Montana. Democratic Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker will soon sign a bill into law that requires schools and libraries to adopt a prohibition on book removals for political reasons in order to qualify for state funding. And 9 Democratic governors representing nearly 9 million students have sent a letter to leading textbook companies decrying the negative impact that censorship and book banning has on this nation's students. Yellowstone National Park is urging visitors to protect wildlife by leaving wildlife alone after a string of incidents that have left animals killed or endangered. The park issued a plea late last week asking visitors to drive carefully and to follow safety regulations after several fatal collisions between vehicles and wildlife. On Memorial Day weekend, visitors put a newborn elk calf in their car and drove it to the West Yellowstone Police Department. The calf later ran into the forest. Its condition is unknown. On May 28th, 2 adult black bears were struck and killed in separate vehicle collisions in the park. 1 elk and 1 bison were also hit and killed by vehicles in the days since. Yellowstone also warned visitors to keep their distance from wildlife after a number of incidents were reported. A man grabbed a newborn bison calf and pushed it up from the river and onto the roadway in the northeastern section of the park May 20th. The calf ended up being euthanized, and the man pleaded guilty to 1 count of intentionally disturbing wildlife. Park regulations require visitors to remain 25 yards away from all wildlife and at least 100 yards away from bears and wolves.
This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.